sound is the ambience close to the crematorium ovens in Auschwitz I, used to exterminate 340 humans per hour. The acoustics are the same today as it was in 1942, when the mass murder was going full speed.
You know, you say never again, but what does that really mean? People don't know the story. People don't know the story of the Holocaust.
Is the ambience close to the crematorium ovens in Auschwitz I, used to exterminate 340 humans per hour. The acoustics are the same today as it was in 1942, when the mass murder was going full speed.
I am a survivor of Auschwitz. I am one of the few left to tell the story.
I can only tell you what happened to me personally. There are plenty of other stories, but I can only talk about myself.
Fear was a major feeling that I had. Relatives disappeared, my parents, my grandparents.
And I am just one voice. I'm here to bear witness to all of you.
My Jewish relatives were sent to Auschwitz, where they perished. She came to the kitchen in tears. She gave me a big hug. She said, I love you. I never saw her again.
The sound is the ambience close to the crematorium ovens in Auschwitz I, used to exterminate 340 humans per hour. The acoustics are the same today as it was in 1942, when the mass murder was going full speed. The acoustics are the same today as it was in 1942, when the mass murder was going full speed. The acoustics are the same today.
Now, Auschwitz, of course, is the worst and very hard to explain in a few words. We knew about the gas chambers.
And the horrors of Auschwitz.
It's difficult. I get choked up.
They're all murdered. They're all dead. All my classmates. I'm the only one who survived.
You don't forget something like that. You can't. We were in hell.
What does it mean to speak for them? I don't really know. In all these years, I don't really... What does it mean to speak for my murdered classmates?
Even though it happened such a long time ago, we have to remember 6 out of 9 million Jews who had lived in Europe before the war were murdered. And what's happening today?
We were hoping that society would have improved, that tolerance towards each other would be a natural way of life. We wanted to believe that prejudice and violence would only remain in history books.
It ended 76 years ago, and yet genocides continue around the globe. The targeting of different ethnic, religious, racial, or national groups for their destruction.
My message to all of you is you have to see to it that this never happens again.
Sound is the ambience close to the crematorium ovens in Auschwitz I, used to exterminate 340 humans per hour. The acoustics are the same today as it was seen in 1942.
Beethoven wrote the Ninth Symphony, and he says, all men become brothers. And that's how the world should be. Unfortunately, it is not.
Hate and prejudice still rear their ugly heads, but with a different face. It's not the Nazis you fear today. People in your own community are isolating others because of their race or religion.
Does it feel like it felt when the building
Yes, absolutely. He asked me, will this ever happen again? Maybe not in the same way, but it will be happen. And it looks like it now.
But what do you think we can do? You say never again, but it's already happening. What can we do to stop?
Yeah, I wish I knew.
About how prejudice and hate can grow to such extremes that 6 million Jews and 5 million non-Jews could be exterminated before any one voice could make a difference.
They all participated. The business people, the teachers, the clerks, the professors, the doctors, the judges, they all participated. It takes millions of people to murder millions of people.
How many school shootings, racial hate crimes, senseless murders have to occur before people look deep inside themselves and correct the violence and discrimination of today?
And that's what they all said. They all said, I was just following orders. I was just doing what I was told. Don't blame me. It came from above. This is the hardest lesson of the Holocaust. We're all capable of this behavior. And the hardest part of that is to include yourself.
This sound is the ambience close to the crematorium ovens in Auschwitz. Close to the crematorium.
The acoustics are the same today as it was.
Same today.
The 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 same today.
I bet you think that it couldn't happen today, not where you live. Take a look around.
That we will root out the communists, Marxists, fascists, and the radical left thugs that live like vermin.
Jews were called vermin.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done from Africa, from Asia, all over the world. They're pouring into our country. Nobody's even looking at them. They just come in. The crime is going to be tremendous. The terrorism.
And he blamed immigrants for poisoning the blood of the United States. All familiar tropes of Nazism, actually.
The far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD party, which revels in Nazi slogans and anti-immigrant racism.
Das dafür tun, dass wir als Deutschland eine Zukunft in der Mitte Europas, in einem Haus europäischer Vaterländer haben werden. Und ich hoffe, steht an unserer Seite. Ich danke euch!
Placed second, nearly doubling its support since the 2021 German election, the strongest showing for a far-right party since World War II.
Humanity still persecutes minority groups, seeing people as the other and feeling afraid of the other.
Why aren't we more welcoming of foreigners? Your roots go back to somewhere else, and so why not be more welcoming?
Can you hear me? Everybody? Yeah? Okay.
This sound is the ambience close to the crematorium ovens in Auschwitz, used to exterminate 340 humans per hour. The acoustics are the same today as it was in 1942, when the mass movement was going full speed.
Is fascism close or still far off? How about authoritarianism? Is it here? Are we entering fascist territory?
What do you think? Could this really happen in our civilized society?
It all starts with you.
Just talking to you here tonight, maybe somehow, somewhere, sometime, it will make a difference and somebody will end up being less likely to be a perpetrator. Maybe even less likely of being a bystander.
You have to learn from the past what is happening today. People forgot, and the history is repeating itself. It all starts with you.